All right, all the goss right now with Pretty Malik. What have you got for us?
We are talking about what is going to be the world's richest divorce. Jeff Bezos, who is the big guy at Amazon, he is the world's richest man, and he is going through a divorce right now. If you missed it, about 3 weeks ago, he announced that him and his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie, are calling it quits. They have four children together. The reason why is because he was actually having an affair. He was seeing another woman by the name of Lauren, who was actually his friend's wife for about 8 months before they announced the split.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. Here's what we don't know, and I'll tell you what we do know. What we don't know is, yeah, he was going out with her for 8 months. Was it an affair? Was the marriage already over and he started seeing this woman? We don't know the details like that. What we do know are the numbers. Now, I did say Jeff is the richest man in the world. Currently, he is valued, if you look at today, he's valued at nearly $140 billion.
Oh, I know why. Gosh. That is. I know why. Because you have to buy everything when you're on Amazon watching something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm spending money all the time on that thing.
Yeah, and the thing is, they don't have a prenup. If they don't have a prenup in California, you automatically divide everything 50-50. So you know, here, Mackenzie is about to get a payday of nearly $68 billion out of this divorce.
I love I love that, Chris. That meme that you had, Pretty Malik, which was like basically, what was it? Like, way to kick him in the teeth by like going to the top of the list as the richest woman, as well as getting half of his money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of people are kind of laughing about this.
So just tell me again, how much is she set to get from this divorce?
We are talking close to $68 billion, possibly.
So you know that he must really, really, really want to get out of this relationship if it's going to cost him $68 billion.
Now, it could go to... That's horrible. This could go two ways.
Because you may like, no, because what I'm saying is like, if I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm not
it's
in
it's 25 years, by the way, they've been together. Four kids.
By the way, I think he's dirty. It's his fault. He's the idiot. He's the one that's cheating on her,
100%,
right?
Yeah.
So he's the one, like, she deserves all. She should be there taking all the cash. But what I'm saying from his perspective.
Yeah.
Dude. Bro, $68 billion. Just roll with it, man.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you. So what they have to do now is they have to sit and value everything he owns. He has his name on to see how much he's worth. Then they have to divide all that stuff up. Now this is up to her. If they, you know, amicably split, the marriage was over long before and everything is fine, then she'll walk away with the 50%. But if he was cheating on her and she just found out and this is the end, she could come after more of his money. Like, this is going to something the world is watching.
100%. This is a lot of money. I mean, obviously, they've been together for 25 years when he hadn't had that money, so he didn't have the prenup. I would think that somewhere in that relationship when he started hitting the big money, that there would have been a prenup put in place, you know, something that she knows she's going to get a good amount out of. But I guess maybe she never wanted to sign it. And you know what? What's ironic about this? It was only about a couple of months ago when I saw a picture of them two together and hearing the story of them being together for 25 years and having the four kids. And I said to myself, wow, this Jeff Bezos guy is a good dude. Look at that. He's got all this cash. And because from a guy's perspective, I feel like a lot of men, once they and maybe women, I don't know from a woman's perspective, but I'm saying from a man's perspective, I know a lot of men who have made a lot of cash. And when they make that cash, they turn it to someone else. And people that they were previously with in a relationship, they feel like, you know what? I got all this attention from the younger girls or whatever, and they forget what they had. And at the end of the day, it's what you want is you want honesty, love, truth, respect, and the biggest one, loyalty.
Yeah.
And Jeff, I don't know, mate. Whoever you're going with right now, she knows you're worth that much money. That's all I'm going to say.
That's his friend's wife. She's getting a divorce, too. She's pretty famous. She's on TV. But, like...
Friend's wife?
Yeah.
See, like, and this is the other thing.
This is going to be a movie, guys. This is going to be a movie.
If the friend left her husband for him...
Yeah.
She would leave him for another guy.
Ooh.
It's a domino effect. It's a domino effect.
I'll tell you, this thing, everyone is going to be watching this divorce.
It's going to be a dirty divorce, yeah, this one. Let's talk about it. You can remain anonymous and you can keep names out of it. Did you go through a dirty divorce? Give us a call, 04871 5544. Did you go through a dirty divorce? Anonymous, you can remain, that's fine. 04871 5544. Now, what by dirty, I mean it maybe cost you a lot, or, you know, you went to court, you did all that. I don't know.
What happened?
What happened? Yeah, let us know. I've shared my divorce story a few times, right, haven't I? I don't
want
to go into it again. Ours wasn't great. Years on, it's okay now. Like, it works its way out. I feel like, you know, you go through the cyclone, the typhoon, the earthquakes, and then you come out later on and...
Now you're in a good place.
It's like a gravel patch.
A gravel patch?
Yeah, like it's not flowers growing now, but like it's not.
No, but like you
can drive a car on it now.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's not smooth sailing, but it works.
I love his analogies. You know, he's always gotten an analogy. If I was flying a plane.
I'm just giving you the heads up. All right, call us. I want to know yours. 04871 5544. Did you go through a dirty divorce? It's 818 here on Virgin Radio. Morning.